Hey, let's go to our next guest, Crows.
There's the world's greatest patience to deal with you.
It's Sunday week.
Eddie Betts is buying roses.
Yep. He's a romantic. February 21 at Unley Oval. It's versus West Coast. Joining us is Crows superstar Eddie Betts. Eddie, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we might have to send you some fresh stem flowers you can send to the missus. You'd be a romantic, wouldn't you, Eddie? Valentine's Day?
You are, Eddie. Come on. There's nothing wrong with admitting it.
Nah, you don't need to buy a few roses.
Keep
the wife happy.
Hey, how's your pre-season been to date, Eddie?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been tough. You know, as you get older, you can feel it. You know, the body gets old and doing all this running, it's starting to catch up on me. But they're managing me pretty well, but it's been good.
Now, that's a great point you make, Eddie. It was interesting last year to watch you come off the back of the square, not always start in a forward pocket, so to speak. What's the plan for this year? What's Don Pike got for you in the way you'll play your footy this season?
Yeah, it's been a bit different. I don't know about starting off the back of the square. We'll see what happens. But I've been doing a lot of stuff in the midfield as well, and working with Scott Camporelli. So we'll see how we go. I'd rather stay forward, but if I want to go in there for a burst, I'm happy with it.
So we think we might see you through the midfield, Eddie, because I think the words we hear coming out of Don is he wants all his players to be flexible, play a multiple amount of roles.
Yeah, it is. And, forward pocket's probably one of the hardest positions to play on the ground. You don't want to get stuck down there. And you know, when you want to get your confidence up, you go up the midfield, get a few touches, get your confidence up, and then go forward and hopefully kick a few snags.
New season, new coach, Eddie. We haven't really heard much from Don Pike, but what have you heard within the inner circle that tells us how Adelaide will be different this season?
To be honest, when Don Pike got announced coach, I didn't know much about him as well. You know, especially coming having five different coaches or six different coaches in 5 years. It's been a bit different. You know, Don's a lot quieter, but he's a good guy, and I'm really looking forward to working with him.
Is there a trademark, as we could say, of what will be the football of the Adelaide Football Club under Don Pike?
He's all about defence. So he knows that we've got a good offence and we can score, but it's all about defence. Our pre-season's been all about defence.
What's been the hardest thing to adjust with or to deal with the changeover of coaches, Eddie?
It's like going back to school. You've got to learn something, learn a new game plan every year. But, I'm used to it and I like it. So I think it's worked for me in the past. So, it's been good.
The club's number one again for inside 50s with that promising forward line you've got, that'll still be a promising attacking game style or year had by the Crows, Eddie?
Yeah, it would be. Just knowing that we've got a big forward line down there in Tex and JJ and the mids have confidence to kick it forward, and if they create a contest for us little guys, and now we've got Troy Menzel coming into the play as well, so it's going to be a dangerous forward line.
Tell us about Troy Menzel, how he's settling in. And the other one who's of interest, Eddie, is Charlie Cameron. How much is his development and his change of his game for this season?
Yeah, well, Troy's been a fantastic pickup for us. I knew Troy from Carlton, and I was his mentor when he first got to Carlton, and he texted me actually when he got drafted. If I want to mentor him again, I said, sweet, yeah, it's good to have you on board. But with Charlie, Charlie's been good. He's been working up in midfield, on the wing, and as you said, Pikey wants the boys to play in, a variety of positions. So he's been really good. He put on some thighs. He's looking really toned. His arms are getting big. Him and Tomo having an arm off. He's got the biggest arms down at the club. But he's been fantastic. He's training really well. He's running really well, and he's even come out of his shell. He's starting to talk a lot more.
That's good.
Wayne Miller, I've been out to training a couple of times, Eddie. Is that how we're pronouncing his surname, Miller?
Miller.
Okay. Oh boy, he looks like he belongs, Eddie. You got another little brother in your corner there.
I'll tell you what, he can play. Once he gets going, no one can get near him. All the boys are excited to have him on our team. And when we have match play during training, the boys are like, hopefully during is on our side, put him on that wing because he can run. It reminds me of Andrew Lovett mixed with Andrew McLeod.
Jeez, now that's a big rap, Eddie. Hope he's as good as both those boys. Hey, what are your expectations for the team this year?
I think we're going to do well. You know, we made finals last year, and you know, every team hopes to play finals, but you know, and that's what we're going to strive for. I mean, you know, it's a big loss losing Paddy to Geelong, but you know, in saying that, Brad Crouch has stepped up on the training track, and he's absolutely flying. You know, so that's good to see. But yeah, I reckon we're going to do pretty well. But you know, you don't know until the season starts.
Eddie, Paddy who? We got Crouchy and Tomo and Matt Crouch. We'll be right.
You'd rather have him still there, though,
well,
wouldn't you?
Well, Paddy, so hey, 63 goals you got last year, all Australian. Can you top that, Eddie? You had a remarkable year last year.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know, I've just got to work hard. I mean, I've got to, you know, come up with some strategies. You know, if I'm stuck in the forward line, I'm not getting the touch, get myself up the ground and get myself into it. And it all comes down to work, right? Got to work hard, and you know, hopefully we can you know, kick a few goals again this year.
Yeah, two seasons. You haven't missed a game yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, captain, durable.
Touch wood.
What'd you play? Touch my head quickly, Ruth. Just pat it.
There you are.
There you go,
you're
Eddie.
Safe, Eddie.
You touch wood. You'll be sweeter than that. But you were saying you're getting a bit jaded, or you're feeling the pinches of a big pre-season again. How much of it can it be tailored for you, and how much of Birdman's pre-season is individualised, if you like?
No, it's been great. It's Birdman, you know, just coming out of the game 5-6 years ago, I think it was. So he knows what it's like to, you know, when you're getting older and the pre-season's a lot harder and you're trying to keep up with his young kids, trying to run with Charlie Cameron and Junior. They're just absolutely flying on the track. You know, he's managing me. Tomo, VB, he's managing our loads a bit more because it's you know, it's a lot on these old legs. So, but yeah, I'm feeling good. We're feeling fit, and we'll see how we go.
How much has the pre-season changed, Eddie? Because it's Brett Burton. How much has it changed because of the way there'll be less rotations off the bench this season?
To be honest, I don't think it's really has changed. Like Adelaide's, you know, known for its running capacity with our pre-season, so. It's still been a big preseason with that running load, and yeah, it's just been a massive preseason. So I don't reckon it's changed at all.
Is there a player who surprised you in the summer, who we can look at and say Eddie Betts has told us this player will be something in this season?
Well, I'll tell you, Brad Crouch is going to be something this season.
Okay.
Don't you worry about and Junior.
Who's Junior?
Wayne Malera.
Oh, that's his nickname, Junior. Oh, I love
yeah,
it.
Junior.
Hey, we got a text here, Eddie. We're interactive.
I think we're all keen to see Brad Crouch.
1395,
and a change of luck for him.
Has Don Pike given anybody a spray yet? That's a text. That's from Don.
no, not that I've seen. Yeah, I think it's more so David Teague, Portland coach, has given the boys a spray.
Okay.
And Scotty Camprioli.
What about J-Pod? How's he settled into that role?
J-Pod's been fantastic. I mean, you know, he's a smart man and he knows a lot. So I think it's going to be good for us with J-Pod being our backs coach.
Hey, Eddie, we had Scott Camprioli on the show last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
Have you found it? I'm always curious as to he's gone from being an assistant to being a senior coach in unfortunate circumstances, now having to slip back. How's he handled it over the summer?
He's been good. You know, Campo's been fantastic. You know, he's a great coach and he's a great midfield coach as well. And, you know, he's slotted back into that role really well. So, you know, he's enjoying it. All the boys are enjoying it. So, yeah, he's been good.
Just before we let you go, Eddie, a night grand final, you thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Okay. You're a traditionalist, Eddie. I like that.
Well, what would you say?
Well, I wouldn't mind trying it as a twilight game. But, Eddie, you kick your best goals in the night. You do your best work at night, Eddie.
All right, well, we'll go night game then.
Damn, Eddie! Hey, whose idea was this? I was on
easy to change that,
the
mate.
Adelaide Footy Club. He's like me, changes. Yeah, okay. Adelaide Footy Club website, and that, what do you call the scarecrow, the Claude the Crow, was hiding
Claude
behind doors and scaring dudes. Get on the Adelaide Footy Club website. It's quite funny. It looked like you and Taylor Walker were leading the charge, Eddie.
Seriously, you guys have got too much time on your hands if you're doing that.
It was actually text. They planned it the day before, but because I'm an early bird, I got into the club pretty early and they weren't set up yet. And I said, what are you guys doing? They go, you want to be part of scaring the boys? And I said, why not? Let's scare them.
My favourite one, and just to set it up, get on the website and have a look. It is quite funny. So they walk through a door, and Claude the Crow was hiding around the corner, and he just jumps out and goes, boo, I guess, is what he did. But Richard Douglas was the best one. He got him in a headlock and gave him one around the lamb chops.
Good on
him.
Yeah, gave him my elbow to the chin, and poor old Claude had a sore chin after it.
Yeah. Now the other thing, Eddie, I like every now and then popping into La Vida, our favourite restaurant down there on...
Grange Road.
Yeah, on Grange Road. I haven't seen you there eating Nuna's spaghetti marinara for a while. You still topping on in there?
Yeah, I am. I went down 2 days ago, actually, and got a spaghetti marinara.
Done. There you go. Well, what am I
beautiful,
doing,
beautiful pasta down there. So if you haven't tried it, go down to Grange Road, the Vitas, and try that spaghetti marinara.
Eddie, you're a star, mate. Keep up the great work. We can't wait for Feb 21 to kick off under the Oval. It is sold out. West Coast Eagles. Mm. Keep all those little brothers under your lid and just get them firing up. Millerer and all the boys. Looking forward to a huge season, Eddie. Thanks for your time.
I will do. Thanks, boys.
What a great fella. What a great fella. What a talent.
So with all the talent they now have, how would you use Eddie Betts?
Well, exactly how they said. It's a hard position to play to be hung out to dry in that forward line. And what they started to do toward the end of last year was put gorillas on him, putting a big 190-centimetre dudes on him, not little blokes. He can
still
beat any little whipper.
Though.
Well, yeah, but with their strong body, I think it wears him down.
Nice.
As the game goes longer, he's as
he can read it faster
forward.
Than many others.
He is as good a small forward as I've seen. How good a mark is he above his head?
Superb.
Those sausage rolls.
No, but the bit I truly like about Eddie Betts, when you get that situation you're talking about, they're actually trying to put a lockdown player on him, is that split second where he moves and then changes direction and absolutely outwits every defender they've ever tried on him.
63 goals, all Australian. He's played every game. Talk about value for money.
Got some real estate on Adelaide Oval too, hasn't he?
Michelangelo!
Three of the four pockets, sure.
Rucci!